Hello, Blind Geek Zoners. This is Raymond again with another podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. Today I'm going to do a podcast on a new device that I got. I got it on August... See, my birthday was the 13th. I got it on a Friday of this year. It's my Verizon Wireless upgrade. I got the iPhone 5C, blue in color, 32 gigabyte. Now, the iPhone 5C is about, let's see... If you can picture the 4S, if you remember how the 4S feels, the 4S is very boxy, as it were. I guess you could say it's very boxy. But the 5C, the thing I like about it is it has little curves in it, as it were. It has little curves around some of the sides. And then the rest of it, the screen, you know, where the border of the screen meets. It's very nice and comfortable when it fits in your hand. I don't know if that's a very good description, but I want to show you a few things. One thing is that it has stereo speakers on it. And they are located on the right-hand side of the phone, just like any other iPhone. But instead of just one speaker, you have two. I want to show you messages. What it sounds like with music playing.
Speech off. Speech on.
That's Elton John's The One. Bet you that sounds good, doesn't it? Now I'm going to describe where everything is on the phone. Okay, we'll start with the right-hand side. If you move your hand up along the right side of the phone, you should feel a hole. Inside this hole, there is a button. If you press it with a paperclip or a little small pen or stylus or something, you will pop out the SIM card tray. What that SIM card tray does is it allows you to, if your phone uses a SIM card, which mine does, because this is what they call a world phone, which means you can take this out of the United States and connect it with a carrier there, like in England or what have you. I don't know where else, but since I'm in the United States, I really don't know where it would connect to, but you can connect it to anywhere in the world. And then, if you keep sliding your hand up along the right-hand side, you will curve to the right corner. And then, when you go up, you have your lock button. You just tap that button once, and the screen is locked. And if you keep curving around, keep feeling your finger around, you will find the hold switch. No, I'm sorry, not the hold switch, the mute/vibrate switch. Push the switch down, and it puts it on vibrate. Push it back up, and it takes it off of vibrate. Then, below that switch, you have your volume up and down. On the bottom of the phone, right-hand side, you have your stereo speakers. To the left, you have your mini USB port. This phone uses a cable, what they call the lightning cable. If you remember the bigger... cables, you remember how hard they were to slide in. This one is a lot easier, and it also not only is a lot easier, but it charges a lot faster. And if I remember correctly, if anybody can correct me on any of these things, please let me know when I upload this podcast to Blind Geek Zone. Just let me know if I missed anything or something like that. If I did, you know, just let me know. To the left of the power adapter USB jack, you have your headset jack. where you can plug your earbuds or whatever. I will now show you the speed of this processor. The biggest significant change that I noticed in this is how fast this phone responds in the Facebook app with VoiceOver running. I will demonstrate that for you. Let me get into my Facebook app for you. See, this actually runs a lot faster than the 4S and the old 4. I'm just closing my apps here. But, if you're getting this phone with an upgrade with Verizon, you'll get it for free. I was going to get the 5S, but Verizon wanted $100 for it to do the upgrade, plus the $35 upgrade fee. And when the Verizon Wireless representative told me about the 5C, I went ahead and got it, because not only is it free, but it also has 32 gigs. And 32 gigs for me, to me now, that's my sweet spot, as it were. 16 used to be my sweet spot, but now that I have 32 gigs, it works like a charm. This phone has a dual core processor, or i6. If anybody can correct me on that, please let me know. Other than that, this phone is a wonderful phone. It's got I forget how many megapixels the camera is. But when you first get the phone, you can just press your home button 3 times and it'll bring up VoiceOver. And you just go through the setup, set up your Apple ID, all that kind of stuff. I hope you enjoyed the little short review / demonstration on the iPhone 5C. If you have any questions, please email me at ray214@gmail.com is the email address. Or Skype me at raymann855. Or you can add me to Facebook with ray214@gmail.com. My Twitter name is the same as my Skype name, raymann855, all lowercase, no spaces or anything. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this little podcast. And I'll see you next time. Take care.